Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Is this your wake-up call? How many times have you felt frustrated but not sure why? How many times have you found yourself snapping at your family when really they don't deserve it? How many times have you thought, this isn't working, or something's just not right, or perhaps things have to change? These thoughts, these feelings, they're your inner voice. It's your inner talk trying to give you a wake-up call. You don't need a major life event to wake up. No one needs to tell you because you already know. Your inner voice has been trying to tell you, but it's a challenge to find time and space to listen through the chaos of life. Maybe this is your wake-up call. If your life is on autopilot, it's your wake-up call. If you never put yourself first, it's your wake-up call. If you've become someone you don't recognize to please other people or to chase some version of success that doesn't resonate with you anymore, this is your wake-up call. If you're constantly numbing out what's happening with food, shopping, wine, TV, other distractions, this is your wake-up call. If you are worn down, beat up, stressed out, and just depleted, this is your wake-up call. Getting your wake-up call is not the hard part. Answering the call is. Choosing to answer the call instead of ignoring it is hard because you know if you do, things are going to change. And change is scary. But the reality is ignoring your wake-up call is worse. So listen to the voice within you. We connect to our best or higher self during contemplation and reflection. If we're constantly occupied doing things, we don't hear the voice inside us. We have to practice being quiet to receive those insights and the inspirations to guide us in the right direction. Material wealth is not required to prove you're enough. We always have to know our intentions for the things we do in life. Chasing material wealth to prove self-worth is not a good strategy for life satisfaction. And if that's what you're doing, it's time to stop and evaluate what you really want. When something doesn't feel right, it usually isn't. Most times we know if something is right. It might be a relationship or a career that doesn't allow us to be our true selves. Learning to interpret our emotions is key to the personal mastery. Similar to the quiet voice within us, our emotions are always guiding us. You are exactly where you need to be at this moment. We often spend so much mental energy wishing that things were different or better in our lives. While the desire for more is normal, it shouldn't be at the expense of experiencing the present moment. Having a clear direction is important, but we also have to appreciate the journey that we're on. Treat yourself the way you would your best friend. Self-criticism will not inspire or motivate you. We all make mistakes. We all experience failures, setbacks in life. How we deal with them will influence the decisions we make. You are brave. You are strong enough to answer your wake-up call. But remember, big change comes from lots of tiny steps, and each tiny step matters. You don't have to have a perfect plan for the next 10 years or even the next 10 days. All you need to do is the next right thing. Not all the steps, not a big step, just the next one. You've got this. And if any of these wake-up calls resonate, then I invite you to join me inside the Ultimate You Audio Summit. It's live now until the 24th of February, and it's completely free. Go to theleaptolead.com/summit. It's got practical tips and tricks to help you get the most from life. The topics we talk about are Me and My Menopause with Jane Audaz-Stubbs, Enjoying Mindfulness with Jodie Harris, Sexting and Your Teen with Andrea Smith, Finding Your Tribe with Whit Nixon, Stop Comparing Yourself to Men with Yours Truly, and Hybrid Work, The Pitfalls and Opportunity with Tricia Alex. The link is theleaptolead.com/summit, and I'll put that in the show notes. This is your wake-up call. Take action.